Harvey Weinstein sexual assault trial set for May. By Joshua Kaplan on January 8, 2019. The trial of disgraced Hollywood film producer Harvey Weinstein has been scheduled for May 6, according to newly obtained court documents. The Wall Street Journal reported Tuesday Weinstein's trial related to charges for allegedly raping an unidentified female acquaintance in a hotel room in 2013 and performing a forcible sex act on a different woman in 2006. The filings reportedly state Weinstein's attorney, Benjamin Braffman, anticipates prosecutors will request the judge's permission to allow other women accusing Weinstein of misconduct to address the court. The once powerful movie maker's next court appearance is scheduled for March 7, the Journal says. In December, New York City Judge James Burke declined to dismiss sexual assault charges Weinstein, rejecting the ex-Titan's fierce push to have his indictment thrown out. Burke's ruling buoyed a prosecution that appeared on rocky ground in recent months amid a prolonged defense effort to raise doubts about the case and the police investigation. It was also welcome news for the #MeToo movement, which took off last year after numerous women accused Weinstein of wrongdoing. About a half dozen women, including actress Marissa Tomei, showed up to court wearing t-shirts from the anti-abuse organization Time's Up. Weinstein, 66, has denied all allegations of non-consensual sex and is free on $1 million bail. Prosecutors dropped part of the case against Weinstein in October, an allegation that he forced an aspiring actress to perform oral sex, when evidence surfaced that Detective Nicholas DiGaudio instructed one potential witness to keep doubts about the veracity of the allegations to herself. Weinstein's lawyers have indicated that part of their defense will include a witness who will say Weinstein and the woman accusing him of rape had been hooking up for a while. They've also plucked emails from his movie studio servers they say showed Weinstein had friendly, consensual relationships with both women. The Associated Press contributed to this report.